Your bookkeeper just got 20% more expensive. Your loan just got 50 basis points more expensive. And the Fed meets in 6 days. Are you going to wait for that meeting before you find the cash you already had? Or are you going to find it this weekend?
One question keeps coming up from owners I talk to. Where exactly is the money hiding in my books? We are going to answer that today.
You feel it on the first of the month, right? You feel it when QuickBooks renews. You feel it when the credit card statement hits. And you feel it when payroll clears and the buffer is just a little thinner than it was last quarter.
Maybe at 3 a.m., maybe right after payroll, maybe staring at the QuickBooks invoice that quietly went from $38 to $55. That is not a glitch. That is Intuit raising prices 15 to 25% across the board in 2026. Open your last 12 months of statements right now in your head. How many subscriptions are doing that to you?
You did not pick those tools yesterday. You picked them 3 years ago when interest rates were 2% and customers were not delaying invoices. Different world.
Different world. Fed funds is at 3.5 to 3.75. Markets are now pricing a 50% chance of a rate hike in October. Goldman pushed the first cut all the way to June 2027. Hear me on this. The cheap money era is over, and your books are still set up for cheap money.
Restaurants, dental offices, HVAC shops, e-commerce, agencies, construction, real estate, everybody is paying for the same software stack they signed up for in 2022 and getting squeezed on both sides.
And the Fed meets June 17th through 18th, less than a week. Whatever they signal, hike, hold, or hawkish hold, your borrowing cost is going up or staying high. Not down.
So here's what nobody is saying out loud. The squeeze is not a revenue problem. It is a cost of doing business problem. Your books are a P&L line item now, not just a back office task. Start treating your bookkeeping stack the way you treat your insurance. Shop it every year, renegotiate it before it renews, and measure what it actually costs per transaction.
Okay, Marcus, slow down. Most owners I know have one bookkeeper and one accounting tool, and they just keep paying it. What is the lever here?
The lever is this. Intuit's own report says 77% of SMBs are using AI regularly. 74% report higher productivity. 41% see direct revenue growth. So the question is no longer, should I use AI in my books? Let me say that again, slowly. The question is no longer, should I? The question is, am I paying full price for the AI my competitor is getting on a cheaper plan?
And that lands different when you say it that way.
Because the moment you realize the QuickBooks AI agent, the autonomous categorization one, is gated to the $75 Essentials plan, you stop paying $38 a month for a tool that is doing rules-based matching, while a competitor on Dasset or HelloBooks is paying $10 and getting actual machine learning. The cost of your books is not what the invoice says. It is the invoice plus the hours you spend cleaning up what the tool did not catch.
Right. That is the real number.
So you breathe in, you look at the last 3 months of close, you ask yourself one question. What was the touchless invoice rate? Touchless meaning the invoice came in, got coded, got matched, got booked, and a human never touched it. If that number is below 50%, you are leaving real money on the table. And once you see that number, you cannot unsee it.
Okay, so before the Fed meets next Wednesday, what does an owner do this weekend? Give me 4 steps.
Open a blank doc. Title it Bookkeeping Cost Audit June 2026. 4 steps. Each one is free or under $50.
Step one.
Pull your last 12 months of QuickBooks, Xero, Wave,
FreshBooks, whatever you are on, and write down four numbers: plan cost per month, cost per transaction, touchless invoice percentage, hours your bookkeeper or you spend on cleanup per month. Those four numbers are the actual cost of your books, not the line item on the credit card.
Step two,
run a 15-minute side-by-side on three alternatives: HelloBooks at 10 a month, AI First, unlimited users, Doxit, strong on receipts in multi-location, Pilot, hybrid AI plus a human bookkeeper. You are not switching today. You are creating a benchmark so you know what the market price is when you go renegotiate.
Three,
send your current vendor a renewal letter, one paragraph. Effective next billing cycle, I am comparing our current plan against three alternatives. Here are the price points. Match within 20% or I am migrating. This works. Vendors hate cancellations more than they hate discounts. We have seen owners shave 30 to 50% off without changing a single tool.
30 to 50% without switching.
Without switching, step four, add one AI agent to the workflow this week. Pick one: invoice extraction, expense categorization, or cash flow forecasting. Free trial. Most have them. Measure how many hours it saves in 7 days. If it saves you 4 hours and costs you $19, you just bought yourself a $30 an hour raise.
Free or under 50, doable this weekend?
Doable this weekend, before the Fed meets.
Marcus, give me the historical parallel. Why does this moment matter?
Think 2008, October 2008. Lehman just collapsed. The Fed is dropping rates. Every small business owner is staring at the same problem you're staring at right now. Costs going up, revenue uncertain, borrowing tighter. Same squeeze. What happened next?
A lot of businesses closed.
A lot of businesses closed, but the ones that survived, actually, let me say that differently. The ones that thrived, they did not just survive. They bought their competitors. They went into 2010 and 2011 with leaner books, smaller subscription stacks, and AI-era tooling before AI was even a word people used.
That is the question from the cold open. Are you waiting for the Fed, or are you finding the cash this weekend? The owners who find it first do not just survive the squeeze. They use the squeeze to consolidate.
And we are watching that happen right now, in real time.
Position before you predict. The Fed is going to do what the Fed is going to do. Your books are something you can change before Wednesday.
Yes, so if you're new to keeping plants, try something like a snake plant or ZZ plant. They're pretty easy to take care of.
Three packages: standard, rush, or the desk.
Go to ai.advalorem.io/strategies before the Fed meets. Owners who run this audit save an average of $3,000 to $7,000 a year on their accounting stack. Pick the package, lock the audit, find the cash. Be the owner who walks into the second half of 2026 with cleaner books and a leaner stack.
Stay early.
Share this with one other business owner, the one staring at their QuickBooks renewal.